This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why not plan on having a good day? Monday, the 27th of June, is upon us, and all of the gang is here. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer's lurking about in some way, shape, or form. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kara is off for a couple of days. Here we have a focus on Brexit. Okay, so they voted. Wait a minute. We don't like the vote. Okay, let's change the vote. Let's have another vote. let's. Can you imagine if we have a presidential election coming up in November, and somebody wins, and people say, "Wait a minute, I don't like this person. Let's have another election. Let's change it. Let's fix it. Let's turn it around." Can you do that? Well, I think there are some people in England who think they can do it. So, it'll be interesting to see in the next few days how they deal with that. Meanwhile, the reaction to the Brexit vote was bad for stocks. This shows you, Victoria, how crazy the people are who are in this business. What possible connection could the Brexit vote have to radio and television stations and companies in America? Yet the stocks for radio and TV went off like 7%, 10%, 11% at the beginning of the day. They were back up to only off 3 to 6% on average by the end of the day. But I look at these things and I see what it is that influences all of us. And I think that we're all influenced by crazy stuff because I think a lot of people in the world are just plain crazy. Get down to brass tacks here, and there is no rhyme or reason. There's nothing that goes, well, people say nobody wants to advertise, it's bad news, and so that affects the value of newspapers. Why wouldn't you want to advertise? What does the vote in England have to do with advertising to people who are reading your newspaper over here? There's no sense to any of this, and yet it's part of the conversation. All right, anyway, meanwhile, this weekend, what did you read the most about, Victoria, and what did you find most intriguing about anything that was in the news? Because a lot of people were so focused on Brexit, but then there are other things that are going on in the world. So what, when you looked at it, did you find most compelling? I guess I must be talking to myself, Richard. Is that true?
Well, I'm happy to chat with you. There was a lot of stuff going on this weekend that was pretty interesting.
Would you like to try to fiddle with some of your equipment? Why don't we have a little break?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can fiddle with things and see if we can bring back the summer solstice. It's 10 past the hour here.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, 11 past the hour. The presence of Victoria woefully missing the first few minutes.
Let's push that button. Let's make that one work. Connect here. Push the dots.
It's easy to have faith in people who have already proven themselves. It's tougher to believe in people before they have proven themselves. And so, in this circumstance, it's Rich's first day on the job, Victoria. He'll be okay. We'll give him a little extra time.
What are you talking about?
I'm teasing you because we're trying to. It's like we got the old baling wire and gum and stuff working to hold all of this stuff. Yeah, it's very intricate. The technology is very intricate, and you've been gone for a little while, and now it's time for you to warm up. And he's warming up. It's Monday. Monday is a day when we all wish we could quickly fast forward to Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Look at the stuff that I told you, the stories, Richie, of this weekend, and how does that roll into Monday? I'm hoping a lot of people have had a decent, good weekend, and you're feeling good about starting the week. So I'll give you, this is the only downer of the hour. A former Indiana University frat boy named John Enochs has been accused of raping two women on campus, one in 2013, the other one in 2015. He took a plea deal, had two felony rape charges dropped. Instead, he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor and spent 1 day in jail. 1 day. One woman said he raped her while she was drunk. Another woman said that she didn't remember her rape, but friends saw it, tried to stop it. This guy was captured on security footage entering a room with a woman. Later, his DNA was found on her. She also identified him in the lineup. He will be sentenced to 1 year of probation in this deal. Social media users blasting him. Now, this is another one of the same sorts of deals that we had in Sacramento. Same type of thing. And one wonders whether there is any justice for these people. And is this the type of, is this the circumstance that presents itself for people to take matters into their own hands?
That's what I think that's what you're going to see. Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're going to see some angry dads or brothers or boyfriends. Yeah, I think you're going to start seeing some vigilante justice with this stuff. I mean, this is not just the Brock Turner thing was bad enough. You know, 6 month sentence reduced to 3 months because it might affect his future. Aw.
Right.
And then this is a guy who is guilty of two different rapes within 2 years, and he gets 1 day in jail. Mm. What is happening with the justice system?
Well, I think that.
Who's making these decisions?
I think you can roll that all the way up to the Supreme Court and the politicization of and the influence of money, whatever, however you want to spread it out. The kinds of things that are going on in the system are the kinds of things that make us feel that there's no hope because the system is so badly corrupted. Supreme Court today making that's the last day of their 2016 tour. Got a few things left on the dockets. The big one is the abortion issue. The court will announce what it has decided on this Texas law that makes it too hard, according to the suit, for women to end their pregnancy. Actually, what the law requires is that all doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges to a nearby hotel.
Hospital.
A hospital. Oh.
I'm not making light of that, but it was that's a funny slip.
Right. Given the weekend that I've had. Yeah.
I know. Wish you had a hotel.
Yeah. The clinics are supposed to have hospital-like conditions, and these are expensive. Supporters say that's what's needed to protect women's health. Critics say the law was written to limit abortion access in the state. Law has already led to the closing of most of the non-hospital clinics in the state of Texas. If the justices let it stand, it could also give the green light to other states to write similar laws.
And here's a twist, because the Senate hasn't confirmed President Obama's nominee to replace Justice Scalia. The Supremes could be split on this 4-4, which would leave in place a lower court ruling which says the law is okay. I'm going to bet that's what's going to happen, frankly. There are other cases of concern. The public corruption conviction of former Governor Bob McDonnell. Richie, will you weigh in on this? Because there are a lot of people. You're a Virginia resident. This guy was, I remember this story from last year, it seems to me. He was accused of illegally getting money, but he didn't. It wasn't illegal. It was just wrong.
He took the money, and they convicted him of taking the money.
Yeah.
But they never showed where the guy who gave him the money got anything for it with regard to passing any legislation mm-hmm. or favors from the state.
Right. So he just took the money and kept it.
He took them. Well, they were quote-unquote loans.
Yeah.
So, you know, the big talk around here is...
it was just money from one guy, too, wasn't it?
From one guy.
One.
From
yeah.
one guy.
And he supposedly promoted a dietary supplement. What, did he go on the
yes.
air and did some... With television spots or something? What do you? How did he promote it?
I don't know how he promoted it, but the guy had tons of money. I mean, he paid for McDonald's daughter's wedding. He lent them his Ferrari. He paid for all kinds of trips. And it was the wife, really, that pushed a lot of this. I want to get into the next level as far as
yeah,
you know, who we're hanging out with and what we're doing. And yeah. They were both just stupid.
Yeah.
So she was just kind of a social climber?
Yeah.
She was a social climber.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Right.
And,
yeah. But this, it gets pushed to the Supreme Court. It could affect how all
corruption
laws
cases.
Are looked
yeah.
at in this country.
Right. Yeah. All right, the other case that will be decided, it's already been decided, just make the announcement today. Two men from Maine challenging their conviction for possessing guns under a federal law that's intended to keep guns out of the hands of people who have previously been convicted of domestic violence. Who among us thinks that it's a good idea to give people a gun if there has been a problem in your domicile? This is another one. And then there are the other people that say, well, I mean, if you want to, you limit it there, you limit it here. Pretty soon, nobody's going to have any guns. And so that's what's brought it to the place that it is, because there are more and more challenges, but they don't seem to be getting anywhere. I'm going to guess that the only one of these, now, this is, I don't know anything. That's probably not the right way of me phrasing this. I don't know anything about these cases other than what we've all read and heard. So my money is on the abortion thing staying the way it is and the gun thing staying the way it is, because these people, and if Scalia were there, it would be certain 5-4. But I'm betting this is 4-4 on both of these. As far as the corruption is concerned, I think this guy's going down. I'd be surprised if he didn't. So that's just, I'm handicapping it. You want to handicap it, Victoria, as well? You agree with me?
I would agree with that, for sure.
No, I think that's the handicapping on this. All right, so a couple of more things. Food for thought, lots of it. And so you can continue with the continuous conversation on Twitter, @GoodDayShow. It's 20 minutes past the hour.
The 2-for-$5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right. We just spiced it up with a new extra-long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with 2 all-beef patties side-by-side stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh, yeah. Did we mention you can get 2 sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with a Big King, Big Fish, or original chicken sandwich only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive.
Hey, this is your car, and I'm tired of doing the same old thing. Drive to work, shuffle the kids, drive home. Boring. Don't you think we deserve a vacation?
Sure. Check out America's Best Value Wins Rewards Program. You'll get 15% off and late checkout. Plus, free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. And America's Best Value Win is part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands, with 1,200 hotels across North America. Visit VantageHotels.com.
And do me a favor, no more stops at the burrito barn, please.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Got your alarm clock going off, Richie? What is that?
That's me.
Right, wake up, rise, and shine with the Abbott Brothers.
There ain't no man can save me. There ain't no man can enslave me. Ain't no man a man that can change the shape my soul is in.
Oh.
There ain't nobody here who can cause me pain or raise my fear, cause I got only love to share. If you're looking for truth and proof, you'll find it there.
So it's New Music Monday. And these are, it's the Abbott Brothers, right?
Correct.
Song from an album called True Sadness, called Ain't No Man. Now, can I get to these people and ask them to please clean up their language? How does it sound if it isn't no man? Isn't any man?
It might be harder to rhyme.
Got too many syllables in that, I think. Yeah. All right, who thinks this is good? Raise your hands.
I like it. I'm new-ish to the Abbott Brothers because they're kind of on the fringe of country folk, but they've gotten really popular in the last couple years, and this is kind of a cool album. I flipped through it last night. There's some good stuff on there.
You flipped through it? How do you flip through an album?
Online, digital, you know, I flip through the tracks.
Really? All right, so Richard, what do you think of this?
I like it. I like it a lot.
What do you like a lot? What do you like most about it? I like it too.
It's just got a cool beat to it.
Yeah. It's kind of
got a cool attitude.
Yeah. It sounds a little traditional, old. I don't know, something about it. Old equals good. I just wish it wasn't Ain't No Man, but rather...
Yeah, it's got a cool throwback sound to it.
I'm retitling it. Ain't isn't any man. Okay, how's that? Bound to help it get to the top of the charts.
Did you get beat up daily in school? Or on a monthly basis? Right? How often was it?
I said, what do you mean then? It still happens to me now.
Yeah.
I was with somebody yesterday in my stupor. I forget what we were talking about. I was correcting all the guys working on my truck who were doing Ain'ts and all of this other. I said, don't you want to use correct English and sound intelligent?
As they're doing you a favor by fixing your broken-down truck.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
That's a good time to give a lesson.
Right. All right, second piece of new music for New Music Monday comes from The Broods. Have you been let down by the ones before? Do you live too strong? Heartlines is what this is called. An album called Conscious. It's a brother-sister group, New Zealand. Is this the first foray into American music, Victoria?
This is definitely their first album that's going to get noticed in the States. This track was actually co-written by Lorde, who was a huge breakout star a few years ago. She's also working on her next album.
As opposed to Lourdes, who also has an album coming out. Isn't she Madonna's daughter?
Oh, really? I don't know.
I thought that she was singing.
She might be. I know. I think she's in fashion school. I think at FIT or NYU somewhere. Yeah.
Maybe I should try it. A semester of fashion school. What do you think would happen then? Bet you, would that be a good idea for me?
Well, from what everyone tells me about your corduroy propensity, I guess you'd learn a lot.
All right, number three on the New Music Monday hit list is Foghat. This is interesting. Haven't been heard from for a while. Upside of Lonely from Under the Influence. Yes, that Foghat. Man, this guy's been around for a long time. Yeah, you'd love this guitar stuff.
Good thing about you being gone.
Actually, quite like it too.
Yeah, it's actually not bad.
Watch the for old music, old guys, Victoria.
Yep.
Old guys
who are old as rocks. Yeah.
Not
bad.
Old hog fat. You call them
hog fat.
Hog fat.
This is 70s and 80s.
This is good.
Like this music. Yeah, it's quite good. Yep.
Now, is this a different sound for them, or I'm not really that familiar with them?
A little more song.
Okay.
28 After on Good Day. New Music Monday.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, for years and years and years, when I talked about the concept of dogs and cats having human emotions, people thought I was crazy, especially people in the scientific community. They said, Warren, there's no way we can prove that in a laboratory. Well, you don't have to prove it in a laboratory. If you want to find out whether or not dogs and cats have emotions, all you need to do is spend some time with the guardians that take care of them on a regular basis. You know, over the years, I've lived and trained with thousands and thousands of dogs, and every single dog or cat I've worked with had emotions. Very often, the emotions of the pet were similar to the emotions of the people they live with. For example, if I was working with a depressed person, often I'd have a depressed dog. An anxious person, an anxious dog. The bottom line is, we have to remove this human ego that we think that we're the only ones that can have emotions and feelings. Our dogs and our cats have been living with us since we've been walking upright. Therefore, it just makes common sense that when it comes to emotions, dogs and cats and most mammals have the same emotions as people do. Just recognize them. I'll more next time.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome to Doug, Victoria, and Rich on the radio. Speaking of high, the third skyscraper of the World Trade Center has now gotten up to the full height of 80 stories. Victoria, can you see this out your window? You live in Manhattan. Can you see the World Trade Center buildings?
Not from my building, but because I'm on the Upper West Side. But if I head a little bit south, then I'm able to see the World Trade Center. Yes,
I'd forgotten that they were putting other buildings in there. There were a lot of people who attended what they call the topping out of three World Trade Center, the third of four towers that have been built on the site of September 11th. Members of the construction team autographed a two-ton bucket that had been used to haul concrete. Can you imagine? This is something that blows my mind. Think about this for a second. You're 80 stories up, and there's a crane on top of a thin column attached, riveted to, and bolted to the steel superstructure of the building. So as the building goes up, this crane goes up. And the operator sits on top of this. I'm getting chills just thinking, my stomach getting upset, just thinking about this guy who's sitting in one seat in a cab on a device that is attached to the steel superstructure of this building. and he's got a chain or some kind of a strapping device that goes down 80 stories, hooks to a 2-ton bucket that's loaded with cement, and then he hauls the machine at his direction, hauls that bucket of concrete up to the top of the building. And so that 2-ton bucket was inscribed by the people who have worked on the building, and apparently it's going to be in some proper place as a memorial. They were watching it as it hoisted to the top of this building, the last bit of concrete. This building has cost $2.5 billion to build. $2.5 billion. I don't think in 1960, whatever, when they built the trade towers, that together I don't think they cost $1 billion to build. That was then, and this is now, obviously. But I'm more attached to thinking about this bucket that hauls the concrete up 80 stories to the top of the building. And they use it, they put it on floors and stuff. I mean, think about it. When you think, the longest...
80 stories is enough to freak me out.
Yeah,
I really love heights.
We have one of these going on outside of the window right here of the studios. They're building a brand new building next door to us. And
where? Put it into perspective for me, because
remember that ugly blue building that was the college campus that was right out our window? That really 1960s ugly blue building. It's
towards
gone.
The highway.
Toward the intersection. Toward the intersection.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Across from the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Really.
Exactly.
They tore it down?
They tore it down.
There's a hotel on the other corner.
And they're putting up a new building. And this is only going to be, I don't know, 15 stories, I guess it is.
Yeah.
And I watch that crane every day because they're only on the first story so far. They've done the parking garage, and now they're doing the first story.
Yeah.
And you can see that crane when you watch the top of it and use the building across the street as the backdrop. You can see it swaying a good 8 feet in the wind, back and forth.
Cranes in New York City tend to not have a great track record, so that always freaks me out.
When I was the ops director, operations man at WEI in Boston in the mid-'80s, there was a hurricane that blew through in the fall of 1985, and I remember being up there with the news department, because that was the news station in town at the time, and obviously we had to be there to take care of the news. And we put a plum in to the middle of one of the doorways and watched it as the 90-mile, 100-mile-an-hour wind blew the building back and forth, moving this plum about a foot in either direction. We're sitting on top of that. You know, I think that's a wake-up rise and shine call. Woo! Man. Some people in the news. Blake Lively speaking out to claims that she was a racist. This is social media at its best, or not. Facebook.com/Good Day, Instagram.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. What do you think of this? She joked on Instagram about having an L.A. face and an Oakland booty. Now, there are pictures that go with this. I was trying to use my imagination to be tactful. She's 28 years old. She posted lyrics. Richie, have you got to remember Sir Mix-a-Lot and Baby Got Back?
Yes.
If we have that handy by there, the trouble that she got herself into was posting the lyrics to this song along with a photo of herself in a very, very, very fitted gown when she was on the red carpet at Cannes. The caption read, quote, L.A. face and Oakland booty. She did not remove the post. Rapper later also came out to defend her, saying that it meant the beauty norm has changed. Blake has her second child is cooking there. I would never want to hurt anybody's feelings or upset anybody. I was celebrating my body. Nice to have curves and not look like you're starving to death. I would say she's very attractive. I love curves like that. Remember when this first came out? Let me think now, Richie. Is that with you? Yeah, we were playing this. We played this.
What year is this song?
This is before us. This is the 80s. This is the late 80s.
1992.
Yeah.
92. Yeah. But I remember playing this on the air and having people say, what in the world is that? But this was a standard, frankly. This song set a standard for trash talk on the radio in terms of music. Don't you? But it's just a silly song about a woman with a big butt. That's all it is. Yeah. Yeah.
It is funny how this one song became kind of a cultural phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, everybody knows this song. Yes. 30 years later, it doesn't matter. Everybody knows it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, that's the story of Blake Lively. I don't think she should say. I mean, you're a racist no matter what. Everybody's got a problem with something. Come on.
I'm married to a Latina, and they are proud of their sexuality.
Yep.
And you go to any other country, and women don't look at it. Like, here, we have to cover up if we are attractive, and it's so ridiculous.
Yep.
Or you're a sexist pig if you find a woman attractive.
Or talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we've covered that or uncovered that. Next, Sheryl Sandberg, who was the Facebook chief operating officer, said she was helped by a lot of women. Her husband died, earlier this year, I think it was, wasn't it?
Or was it the end of last year?
Was it the end of last year?
Yeah, I think maybe, yeah.
She launched a campaign called Together Women Can, driven by her organization Lean In, urging women to help each other in the workplace become allies and not rivals. Isn't that interesting? Megyn Kelly is in this group. Kerry Washington is. Serena Williams, Eva Longoria, Lena Dunham, sharing stories about their female mentors. And that's what's been posted as a result of Sheryl Sandberg trying to put herself into a place of feeling good about herself after her husband died. You know, this brings to the surface something that I find this difficult, Frank, because so many women feel with good reason that they are not respected to the same degree that men are in any number of ways. I mean, go back to the story about the rape. They aren't.
Mm-hmm.
That those judges and the stuff that they're getting away with is completely disrespectful. So do you blame women who get upset and say they don't trust men in general or specifically because of things like this? I find these sorts of things appalling. And then you think to yourself, oh, well, will they go too far in protesting? What does that mean? What is going too far when it comes to something like this and being specific about what it is that you expect out of life? So anyway, this new women's campaign is aimed at getting women to... And I think there is a lot of this stuff. The reality is that a lot of women are catty, and the men are too. You see, that's the other side of it. Men are gossips. I think men are worse gossips than women are.
Well, I would agree with that.
But women sometimes are... There's something... and I don't know... And I shouldn't be the one who says this because I'm not a woman. It'll have no credibility for me, but it might from you if you agree with me. If you don't agree, that's okay too, Victoria. But I wonder about... sometimes women protest too much as to the generalities of men and all men are this, that, and the other thing. It's like Venus and Mars. Do you think that's the case, that women are sometimes too critical of all men? Everybody gets put into this category. Men, they're all like this. And maybe the same can be said for men. Women, they're all like this.
Yeah, I feel like it comes more from men, the generalizations about women. I think there are some women who, it's usually linked to some sort of a childhood thing or, daddy issues, as people like to say. But, like, I hear women complaining about men sometimes. I personally don't find that. I don't know. I love men, and I think men are wonderful, and I am very, very fortunate to have so many wonderful men in my life, so I just don't have
that
perspective.
Here we are, Richie, two wonderful men in her life.
I'm not sure whether we were two of the ones you're talking about.
Men in my little girl's life. I remember that song. All right, yeah, that's good. Everything is changing. The mores, standards, that sort of thing are changing, and it's for the better. As far as I'm concerned.
But I do think on the Sheryl Sandberg thing, I do think that it's a wonderful campaign to promote women helping other women.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there has been a cultural shift, and even to Taylor Swift's squad, and I think as soon as she started hanging out with all of her girls very publicly on Instagram, and they would bake together and hang out and everything,
yeah.
It became a thing. It became cool to have your girl squad. And I think as women are trying to compete and find a way to properly compete in the workplace against men, men are not the enemies, but other women aren't the enemies either.
Yeah.
And it is a difficult thing to, you know, women talk about having it all and wanting to have it all. It is, they're just waters that women have to navigate that men don't.
Women,
so I just think it's a different perspective, different experience.
Meredith has her squad of friends and supporters that she spends a lot of time with. My daughter does. I see it around. It's good. I think that's good support stuff, frankly.
Yeah.
46 past the hour. A couple of minutes from now, we'll find out what Taylor Lautner is up to and find out what's on TV tonight here on Good Day.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.TV. It's officially summertime, so you may need a new routine. Lifestyle expert Justine Santaniello partnered with brands to show off her summer must-haves. Justine, what are your picks for a new summer routine?
First, start cleaning your makeup brushes. EcoTools Cleansing System is a simple solution. They have makeup brush cleansing cloths and a makeup brush shampoo that are both dermatologist-tested and free of parabens and chemicals, so they're safe for your skin and brushes. For hair care, try the Nourishing Collection from Head & Shoulders to leave your hair smooth, soft, and flake-free. It has a calming lavender scent and ingredients like cottonseed, guar bean, soft wood extracts, and anti-dandruff ingredients. When going outdoors, I recommend using OFF skin-applied personal repellents with DEET or picaridin. These protect against mosquitoes that may carry the Zika virus. Applying these products to exposed body parts and clothing will help you avoid bites. Moving indoors, I suggest the Winix HR1000, the world's first Wi-Fi-enabled air purifier. It helps clear your home of harmful particles that cause allergies and other health issues. When paired with the Winix Smart app, you can control the unit from anywhere and track your home's air quality. And to keep bugs out of your house this summer, try Raid Ant and Roach Killer. It works 7 times faster than the next leading ant and roach spray as it kills bugs fast on contact. No lingering odor, lasts up to 4 weeks, and effective on ants, beetles, spiders, and more.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit InTheNews.TV.
There was 56 channels and nothing. All right, Taylor Lautner has joined The Scream Queens, Season 2. He's thrilled, he says, to be joining Season 2 of Scream Queens. Okay, I'm going to bite. What is Scream Queens?
I'm so glad you asked.
Yes.
Scream Queens is the new Ryan Murphy comedy parody of it's a funny take on a serial killer on a college campus.
Oh,
and all the
wonderful.
Well, it's very campy and very, very funny. Jamie Lee Curtis is the dean of the university. She's hilarious. It's so nice to see her in a really great, fun role. And so lots of celebrities, Nick Jonas, Ariana Grande, Kiki Palmer, a lot of Lea Michele from Glee is one of the stars. So they get a lot of celebrities on here. So Taylor Lautner joining with John Stamos will be really fun.
All right, there's that story. 10:40 the hour here on Good Day.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Doug Steffens, good daytime. Dr. Ken Kronaus is here. Dr. Ken is a leading cardiologist. He runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. He has been very successful at helping thousands of people overcome circulatory problems, overcome the problems that come from not having good blood circulation. You get high blood pressure. It leads to strokes. It leads to kind of problems in your brain. And that's why he so fully supports the use of Superbeets. Superbeets is something we've been talking about here. Ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health. This is something that with the opening up of the arteries, the blood gets to your brain, to your muscles. If you're working out today, you need a 4-ounce glass of water, a teaspoon of Superbeets, preferably the black cherry flavor, because you'll love that. Drink it and go have your workout and see how much better your body looks and feels as a result of taking Superbeets. Keeps your arteries clean, improves circulation. If you'd like to call and get in on a special offer that Superbeets has, dial 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. He drinks Superbeets every day, and you ought to be doing that as well, because as I've said, Ken, so many times, this is like heaven. Nirvana, for those in terms of prevention, if you have abused yourself and you need to kind of open things up, this is the way to do it, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
52, you need this, and it's very effective.
All right. So, again, the number to call, you want to order Super Beats. If it's a first order, you get the first 3 months that you pay for, then you get a 30-day supply free. So 4 months for the price of three. Super Beats, A number one, 800-655-4183. All right, let's look at some of the news that you've updated this week. The accuracy of breast MRIs versus the accuracy of breast, when you go in for an X-ray, a mammogram. So I think we've said on this program any number of times that most people think that MRIs are more accurate and you can get at stuff sooner. Is that not true anymore?
Well, MRIs are much more accurate, and this is for a woman who has breast cancer and is awaiting surgery. This comes out of the medical journal Radiology, Doug, a breast MRI. It's commonly performed before breast cancer. Patients undergo breast-conserving lumpectomy to help the surgeon see the size, shape, and location of the tumor. The position a woman is placed in during her pre-surgical breast MRI, Doug, could influence the scan's accuracy. MRI images taken before breast cancer surgery could provide incorrect data if the patient is placed in the face down during the scan position. In contrast, the face up MRI before surgery may provide surgeons with more detailed and accurate information and could lead to effective tumor removal. So if you're a woman with breast cancer awaiting surgery, you want a face up MRI.
All right. Another potential use for statins. As a cardiologist, you use this, I was going to say, I won't characterize it as a lot, but you've been using statins for a long time, have you not?
In the right patient, absolutely, since the late 1980s. Doug, this is out of the Journal of Stroke and Cardiovascular Diseases. One-third to one-half of stroke patients, they develop infections. Infections can be caused by tubes or catheters, and a stroke may weaken the immune system and make patients more prone to infection. Statins, they may significantly reduce the risk of infection in stroke patients. Those taking statins reduce their risk of infection by 58%, along with lowering cholesterol levels to reduce the risk of heart disease. Statins may also have anti-inflammatory properties that help the body respond to infection.
All right, 30 seconds on how exercise may help overcome ovarian cancer.
British Journal of Cancer, lack of exercise associated with an increased risk of ovarian cancer and death from the disease. Any amount of regular weekly recreational physical activity may reduce the risk for and improve survival from ovarian cancer, while a lack of regular exercise throughout adulthood is associated with an increased risk of developing and dying from ovarian cancer. Doug.
Join Dr. Ken and I in the next hour. If you have questions about your health and well-being, stand by to be able to call in and ask Dr. Ken for a solution to your medical problems here on Good Day.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And I see how Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, the Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.